From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Communication and Informatics Ministry has expressed its support for the 2021 Indiscope Festival, which will offer filmmaking classes in August and October 2021, as well as visual media and digital literacy class. Bonifacius Wahyu Pujianto, Director of Information Empowerment at the Ministry, at an online press conference on Saturday, hope the participants of 2021 Indiscope Festival can understand the digital literacy program better through this class. He also expressed concerns as the struggle faced by film industry actors amid the pandemic, noting the enforcement of community activity restrictions has shuttered cinemas as well as delayed film productions and screenings. Therefore, he supported the utilization of information technology to hold online film classes, competition, and festivals. Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno has said he is expecting an extraordinary tourist boom after the enforcement of the community activity restriction ends. He said at the Optimism for the Rise of Tourism and Creative Economy hashtag the Indonesia Aja webinar on Saturday. Minister Uno urged all stakeholders to anticipate the boom and continue to carry out digital transformation. He said he hoped that the efforts would boost state income and employment absorptions in the tourism and creative economy sector. He also asked all stakeholders, including PT Pegadaian Persero, to work jointly and take quick actions to assess Indonesia's tourism potential. Uno said he expects the tourism and creative economy sectors to grow 2.39% in the second half of 2021. The Indonesian government, through the Indonesian embassy in Cairo, continues to try to introduce superior coffee commodities to Egyptians, one of which is through the Top Barista competition, which is held at the coffee festivals in the Middle Eastern country. The series of festivals from August 5th to 7, 2021 will feature top Egyptian coffee baristas as well as products exhibitions of various Egyptian coffee processing companies. Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt, Lutfi Rauf, in a written statement on Saturday said, although the COVID-19 pandemic has not ended, Egyptian coffee business players are still aggressive in importing the best Indonesian coffee with a variety of aromas and flavors. Ihab Fayumi, as the organizer and CEO of Fayumi Coffee, explained that the coffee festival will continue to be developed to introduce more world coffee variants, including from Indonesia. Let's move on to the international news. Saudi Arabia will gradually begin receiving Umrah pilgrimage requests from abroad for vaccinated pilgrims starting August 9th after about a year and a half of not receiving overseas worshippers due to the COVID-19 pandemic. With a capacity that would rise to 2 million pilgrims from 60,000 pilgrims per month, Mecca and Medina will start welcoming visitors from abroad to their mosque while maintaining COVID-19 precautionary measures. Vaccinated pilgrims from countries that Saudi Arabia includes on its entry ban list will have to be institutionally quarantined upon arrival. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the United States has administered 350 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines in the country as of Saturday morning, and distributed 407 million doses. Those figures are up from the 349 million vaccine doses out of 405 million doses delivered. The agency said 194 million people had received at least one dose, while 166 million people were fully vaccinated as of Saturday. The CDC tally includes two dose vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer's BioNTech, as well as Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine. U.S. authorities said on Saturday they were searching for eight people missing as a huge wildfire raged in Northern California. The Dixie Fire, the largest active wildfire in the United States, recently became the third largest in California history. As of Saturday, it had blackened 446 million acres in four countries, up from the previous day, 434 million, and surpassing the Fast Boot Lake Fire in southern Oregon. Dixie is now 21% contained. While the fire continued to grow, officials said Saturday that cooler, calmer weather was giving firefighters a much-needed break. Those conditions are expected to continue into Sunday. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, reported 11 new locally acquired coronavirus cases on Sunday as the state remains under a 7-day strict lockdown imposed earlier this week to rein in the highly infectious Delta variant. Health authorities said that all of the new infections are linked to previously reported cases, but were not in quarantine during their infectious periods. Victoria, home to nearly 7 million people, entered into its sixth lockdown since the pandemic began on Thursday night, just weeks after exiting the last one. That was the news. Central Statistics Agency noted that the country's economy managed to grow positively, reaching 7.07% year-on-year in the second quarter of 2021, compared to the same period last year. Head of the agency, Margo Yuwono, in a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday, August 5, said that this growth was motivated by the government's intensive efforts in carrying out vaccination programs so as to increase public confidence in mobility. Growth is also influenced by the improvement in the global economy, especially several countries that are Indonesia's trading partners such as China, Singapore, South Korea, and Vietnam. Meanwhile, the Minister of Trade, Muhammad Lutfi, welcomed the achievement. In the economic dialogue entitled Indonesia's Economic Growth and Trade Performance Q2 2021 on Thursday, he said Indonesia had come out of the recession trap from the previous contractionary growth. He explained that the economic growth was supported by increased household consumption, investment, export and import performance, and government spending. The improvement in performance was due to improvements in various business sectors. Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi added that imports grew by 31.22%. This data illustrates that the industry is starting to stretch and rise. This can be seen from the percentage of imports of auxiliary raw materials and capital materials, which amounted to 90.1% in the second quarter of 2021. Meanwhile, exports to Indonesia's main trading partner countries also strengthened in the second quarter. This is due to positive economic growth in several countries. The encouraging economic growth in the second quarter of 2021 was supported by the growth of gross domestic products, or GDP, in terms of business field. For example, the transportation and warehousing sector recorded a growth of 25.1%. Consumer optimism about economic condition is also evident from the Consumer Confidence Index in the second quarter of 2021, which reached 104.4 points, or better than the first quarter of 2021, which was 88 points. This optimism for economic growth is also illustrated by the rapid sales of motor vehicles and retail sales in the second quarter of 2021. However, the Minister of Trade, Muhammad Lutfi, does not deny that Indonesia's economic growth is still overshadowed by the dynamics of the COVID-19 case. According to him, this growth momentum must continue to be maintained in the midst of the pandemic to accelerate the recovery of the national economy.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
I'll begin today in history on August 8, 1929, when German plane Graf Zeppelin flying around the world. A German airship Graf Zeppelin began its voyage around the world on August 8, 1929. The first voyage started from Lakehurst, New Jersey, United States, and landed in Friedrichshafen, Germany. Graf Zeppelin then flew to Japan and then across the Pacific Ocean to Los Angeles, USA. After a long journey of 12 days and 11 hours, it landed at its initial departure location in Lakehurst, New Jersey, USA. Let's move on to August 8, 1945, when the Soviet Union declares war on Japan. The Soviet Union declared war on Japan on August 8, 1945. After making the declaration, the Soviet Union began to launch attacks on Japanese territories in Manchuria, Inner Mongolia, Sakhalin, and the Kuril Island, and Korea. The Soviet invasion of Manchuria was also known as the Manchurian Strategic Offensive Operation. The Soviet Union managed to win one part of World War II. The result was the division of the Korean Peninsula to the Soviet. I'll end today in history with August 8, 1967, when the establishment of the Asians occurred. On August 8, 1967, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand agreed to form the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. ASEAN was officially established in Bangkok, Thailand. Among the goals are to accelerate economic growth, social progress, and cultural development in Southeast Asia, as well as to promote regional peace and stability. At that time, Indonesia was represented by Adam Malik.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانج جنشوي بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سينسين قوانجوان بيندو فييان دا چوانبو ودا كوجو باوهوني ودا كوجو باوهو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
In the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing deception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello sir, how are you today? Thank you very much for the good wishes. Keep listening and here is a beautiful song for you.
Sun hides beneath the clouds, and I'm far away from home. Seems like me without you is all darkness but alone. I'm lost underneath the skies of loneliness in disguise. If only you would come and stay, I'll let you show the way. Yeah, ooh, ooh. Make it all right, oh, oh, when you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. Messed up, confused, these feelings whirling through. All I need is an antidote. The baby, you only know you make it all right, oh, oh. When you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh. Your love is like a rainbow. Sometimes you make me think of all the things that I've been through. And now I know when I met you that you would be the one who set me free. You make it all right, oh, oh. When you're here by my side, oh, your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. All the things that I've been through, and now I know that you left me, that you would be the one who set me free.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Industry continues to encourage the development of the domestic game industry so that it can be more competitive in the global arena. This is pursued through a good industrial ecosystem by strengthening the value chain and optimizing the potential that exists in the country. This was revealed by Director General of Metal, Machinery, Transportation Equipment and Electronics of the Ministry of Industry, Taufik Bawazir, revealed at the Bangga Game Buatan Indonesia or Proud of Game Made in Indonesia webinar on Tuesday. Taufik Bawazir added that various efforts have been made to strengthen the value chain in the content industry, involving several supporting sectors, including the comics, animation, films, game, music and toy industries. The Ministry of Industry is also proactive on coordinating with relevant ministries, state-owned enterprises and the private sectors. He also said that in building a good content industry ecosystem, collaboration and interaction among sectors is needed. Intellectual property or IP-based industries can collaborate with each other in product and IP development with investment support from both the government and the private sector. Taufik Bawazir is optimistic that with the formation of a good content industry ecosystem, the game industry as one of the supporting components in it will also grow and develop well. Taufik Bawazir mentioned several potentials owned by Indonesia by cited data compiled by Newzoo from 2016 to 2019. Revenue or net profit of the game industry in Indonesia continues to experience a significant increase. In 2019, Indonesia earned $1.84 billion in revenue from the game and esport industries. According to Taufik Bawazir, with this achievement, Indonesia is currently the largest game industry market in Southeast Asia and is ranked 17 in the world. There are also 52 million gamers in Indonesia. According to Taufik Bawazir, with such a huge market potential in Indonesia, the Ministry of Industry encourages domestic game developers to optimize the opportunities that exist today. In 2020, only 0.4% of the Indonesian game market was controlled by the local industry. This means that there is still a high chance of doing business for domestic game developers.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Hello Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir, thank you very much for your email. I hope you enjoy our programs. Keep listening and have a great day. Well, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Serasa mati rasa. Kini tak lagi, kata mama juga jangan bimbang, itu menyakitkan. Kini ku tak lagi galau cukup. Nyiksa batinku, oh, oh, tak
service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Seblak is a typical Sundanese cuisine, especially in Bandung, West Java, and has been around for more than 60 years. The spicy flavored snack with a strong kencur herb aroma has recently become a favorite of many people. Some say that seblak comes from the word nyeblak in Sundanese, which means to surprise somebody. So named because the first spoonful of seblak will surprise people due to its extreme hot, spicy taste. Seblak, which is made from simple or sometimes prawn crackers, has recently become popular. The hot spicy sauce poured into the fried or cooked crackers and the aromas of kencur herb really makes many people, especially the chili lovers, enjoy it very much. Initially, the traditional seblak with its savory and spicy taste was only made from simple yellow crackers plus vegetables, eggs, chicken, processed beef and kencur herb. But, along with the development of street food trends, and in order to attract young people, seblak is now served with more varied toppings, such as chicken feet, macaroni, meatballs, tofu, dumplings, sausage, mushrooms, and so on. For culinary lovers who don't like soupy food or wet seblak, they can still enjoy the delicious taste of seblak but in dry form. Seasonings such as in wet seblak are mashed and roasted to dry, then sprinkled on the fried crackers without water added. The striped seblak is like fried crackers and often eaten with hot steamed rice. This seblak is not difficult. You only need to stir-fry crushed shallots, garlic, kencur herb, and of course, lots of chilies. Add some water, then pour the sauce into the crackers and give various toppings. But with the times, instant seblak is now also available. So you just put into a bowl, then pour some hot water, and it's ready to be enjoyed.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. A few days ago, we received a video from Mr. Rakesh in India. In the video, Mr. Rakesh presented a song which he composed himself specifically for Voice of Indonesia. Hello, Mr. Rakesh. Thank you very much. It is an honor for us for your efforts. Currently, VOI is holding an Indonesian folklore song singing contest. We hope you will join this competition. For more details, you can see on our website voinews.id. Thank you. Special for you as our appreciation, here is a beautiful song.
dansa dan gembira. Di tengah pesta aku lihat si dia, lincah gayanya dan masa kini, ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasanya.
Rantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Even though they are under the supervision of parents and educators, violence or crime against children is still common, be it kidnapping, sexual violence, to child trafficking. Seeing this phenomenon, a team of students from the University of Muhammadiyah Malang in East Java took the initiative to create a tracking device called Track Child. This tool is expected to be a solution in child supervision. The team leader, Diki Marcelio Akbar, explained that this tracking device is rectangular in shape and is attached to the child's belt. The device will be connected to the track in the child application, so parents can find out the location of the child. On the tool, there are also two buttons, namely green and yellow. The green button will signal that the child is home and safe, while the yellow button will signal that they are in trouble. He explained that if the child has not given a signal or even the tracker has been released, the device will automatically send a distress signal to the Track Child application. This tracking device has a magnet that will assist in attaching it to the child's belt. This navigation tool also has a GPS feature that can provide a more accurate location of the tool. This tool is also equipped with a security system that prevents other people from accessing the tool and related applications. With a built-in battery, this device can be recharged. Diki hopes that the design of this track child tracking device and application can reduce and prevent violence against children. The team consisting of Diki Marcelino Akbar, Revaldo Yuanda, Holil Maharno, Rega Soharshah Khomeini, and Atika Nur Azhahra successfully passed the funding stage of the students' creativity program Karsa Cipta. They have also finished designing and will soon realize this technology. The team will soon conduct a trial with the actual situation.
Kamu
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present a song by Sivia Aziza. This former member of the girl band Blink released a song titled Serene on June 18, 2021. The song tells about the calmness that often comes after the rain arrives. Serene is a form of Sivia's view on how falling in love is not only a fun process, but also a lot of time that raises many questions. Like her previous words, serene is also a word that is close to Sivia's personal experience. Listeners, here is Sivia Aziza with the song Serene.
Hangat pelukmu, tuk kenali kau, jahat.
nang kau tinggal dan jatuh cinta atau mengobati semua
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
yang lebih
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
When I look at you, all I want is to hold you close to me. Here and now, when I look at you, all I want is to be with you tonight. Forever, like the stars in the night, there will never be enough of you to fill my sky. Laying here with you made me realize something true, that I just want you.
So I won't never let you go, babe. Won't let you out of my sight, you see. I just wanna keep you for my own. I'm not gonna lie, oh baby. You're in my head night and day, you see. I've become so greedy, baby. In the night, there will never be enough of you. In the sky, laying here with you, made me realize something true, that I just want you. So I won't never let you go, babe. Won't let you out of my sight, you see. I just wanna keep you for my own. I'm not gonna lie, oh baby.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.